Well, listen, for over five decades, the EU budget was, roughly enough, divided into thirds. It was a third for farmers, a third for poorer regions, and a third for all the rest. But things are now changing if the new proposals put forward last week are anything to go by. The proposed budget, which is for 2028 to 2034, is the biggest ever at an eye-watering 2 trillion euro. That's trillion euro. But when it comes to the common agricultural policy, part of it, well, estimates suggest cuts of 15 to 25% on current levels. Well, we're going to hear more about what's in these proposals shortly. But one thing the Commission is determined to do is to use the budget to support younger farmers, particularly women. And they are, to put it mildly, a very rare breed in Ireland. Well, Sophie Bell is 26 years old and she farms 59 acres just outside Virginia in Cavan. She studied agriculture at Harper Adams University in the UK and then returned home and 2 years ago went into partnership with her father, and the farm will eventually be hers. I called into her during the week just as she was feeding some of the young dairy heifers she contract rears.
They're all very content. So we're kind of in the middle of the farm at the moment. This would be the main silage field. In front of us is tilled ground. We have ploughed it. It was ploughed by a 92-year-old farmer down the road.
He ploughed it for you?
Yes, yeah. It's James Brady. He did it for us.
And do you think he did a good job?
He did, yeah. He's got a lot of patience. And it's just been harrowed today, so... We'll probably start picking stones. There's plenty in front of us, so yeah. And then eventually we'll get around to sowing the seed, and hopefully it'll look like the rest of the field behind us.
Can you get locals to help? Is there a bit of a mehel that you can get going here?
It's sad. Looking back on old photos, everyone used to always chip in and help out, but it seems that I think farming has become a lot more individual now and we're a lot more mechanized. So yeah, there's less of a community, I guess, to help out. I think back in the day, everyone came out and helped with harvest and making hay, and there was always a picnic basket afterwards and everything like that. Yeah.
Where are all the young people your age around here? Where have they gone?
A lot of them have emigrated. A lot of the young farmers have full-time jobs during the day. And I think by the time you get to the end of the week, you're kind of burnt out and you have so many jobs to catch up on the farm. So it's, yeah, it's very hard for young people to see each other, I think, especially as farmers. Once one job is finished, you're onto another one.
Why have they emigrated?
I think they're just fed up. It's hard to get or make a living here. It's hard for us to see a future in terms of housing and various things like that. For now, they're just making the most of a bad situation, and some might come back, but yeah, a lot of them seem happy where they are.
Mainly in Australia?
Yeah, Australia I think is the main place that everyone has gone to, or either Canada as well. Like last summer, for example, there was at least one person every week that I knew were going. So, yeah, it's crazy.
And you're standing on your beautiful farm. So I imagine the answer to this is because I have a beautiful farm. But is there any reason why you haven't emigrated?
I think the farm is the main draw. I would like to travel and go away, but not in a big, long period. But yeah, I think it's just because mainly because I'm a homebody that I haven't gone yet.
To say you're a rare breed is to put it mildly. You know, a young farmer, a woman, and you have a certain degree of control also and ownership over the farm. But what are your plans and hopes?
I don't want it to go any bigger. I don't want it to expand in terms of acres. One main reason, because land is so hard to get at the moment and so expensive it's not accessible at the moment. What I'd love is to have it in a safe place financially, have great infrastructure in the yard, which is in process, and for it just to be easily managed and reduce any physical hardships, so that it's not tough on the body, and just have it really well structured. I think that's what success on the farm looks like to me, and making sure that all the animals are happy and healthy as well.
Would you hope to be able to go full-time farming?
It's very hard to see a future, but I would love to. I think it would bring real contentment and satisfaction to the job, because at the moment it's so much strain to just keep it, all the plates turning. Everything has grown really expensive, and I think in terms of our own income, it's hard to actually sustain a living because of the price of our own livelihoods. It's very hard to sustain both, never mind the farm. Yeah.
Last week, the Common Agricultural Policy was being discussed, because the EU budget from 2028 is going to be agreed over the next 2 years. Here are you on the ground in Cavan. You are what the Commission want more of, young female farmers. What do you make of it all?
We need to, at first, look after our farmers, no matter what age they are. They need to be heard. They need to be looked after and kept where they are. We can't lose any more. However, I think for our young farmers, and especially new entrants and young women, we really need to integrate a lot more for them to make it more accessible, because at the moment it really isn't. It's very, very difficult to land on your own feet and get into the industry. It takes a lot of resilience, takes a lot of determination, and it can often lead to a lot of burnout. There are barriers there that we face that go unnoticed. For example, on my farm, the tractor, I can't do certain things with it because it's built for someone who isn't my height. So there's certain barriers there that need to be thought about, and maybe introduce grants to help with that. Or maybe if there's any physical limitations that we may have, there's machinery there to help us, but we can't get access to it. Because, for example, we're a small farm, it's quite difficult to afford certain machinery.
Is there one thing that you would like to get out of the cap?
Just some thought into the pressure that we face. Like, we are working so much and it's so hard to catch a breath and just be a young person. I think, like, it's so hard to just take our minds off everything and leave the house and actually socialise or do something off farm. Just a lot more support for young people would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. And this is mainly because young people like yourself and others that you know have a full-time job because the farm isn't paying, and then you're coming home in your evenings, on your weekends, and you're working on the farm all the spare hours, and you're wrecked.
Yeah. Have to wear a really good concealer. Yeah, it's hard to put into perspective the pressure, the constant flow of work that's always happening. It's hard to put that into words. But yeah, I never really imagined this when I was first going out into the industry, how tough it could be. Yeah.
It is hard to see a future. Sophie Bell there on her farm in Cavan, giving a very honest view of the pressures faced by young farmers like herself.